This is the National Rural News.
Hi, I'm Eddie Summerfield, and welcome to the National Rural News Close-Up Interview Podcast. The next generation of regional female leaders are set to travel to Canberra in December as part of a prestigious leadership program. The Country to Canberra initiative aims to provide young high school-aged girls with a pathway to grow their leadership skills. A record 15 winners have been selected from 40 finalists for this year's program. I caught up with Country to Canberra Chief Executive Hannah Wandall.
Country to Canberra is a nationwide not-for-profit organisation that's empowering young women, specifically living in regional, rural and remote Australia, to reach their leadership potential. And one of our programs is this amazing leadership competition. And it's in its fourth year now. I can't believe it's in its fourth year. But we run this big competition for teenage girls in regional areas, and we award the winners with a power trip out to the ACT. So we essentially want to upskill young women, teach them leadership skills and help them really overcome some of those gender and geographical barriers to success. We want to make sure that no matter where you are, no matter what your background is, you have really strong access to education and career opportunities, and that we really are fostering our future generation of female leaders.
There sounds like there's some really exceptional winners this year, the 15 people that you've got in Canberra with you. Can you run us through, I guess, some of the highlights of those winners? Because I'm sure there was some really great entries.
It's absolutely incredible. We received more entries this year than ever before. Hundreds of girls entered this competition, making it incredibly tough for us to shortlist and then narrow down to a top 40 and then narrow down to 15 winners. It was just amazing. The question this year was, from primary school to prime minister, how do we create strong pathways to power for women? So how do we really create strong leadership pathways for young women? So we had some incredible videos, girls interviewing their teachers, interviewing younger students at their schools, interviewing boys at their schools, asking them about these questions. We had people talking about cultural empowerment. We had people, girls, winners, writing about their remote communities as well. So the girls really touched upon some really interesting issues, but also some really innovative solutions on how we do improve gender inequality in Australia and how we do empower that next generation.
Where to from here for the girls after what will be a great week meeting leaders and hopefully being inspired?
Yeah, absolutely. So the girls come out on their power trip in December, which we're really excited about. They'll do everything from leadership training to public speaking training to heading up to Parliament and a really big breakfast that we host at the Hyatt Hotel. So some really exciting stuff that they'll be doing. And from then on, the girls also get mentored. So they go back home, we help them run projects, we give them a long-term mentor and really help them implement skills, the skills that they learn back in their local communities. And we really want to continue our relationships with all of the girls that entered this competition to help them achieve their goal.
Country to Canberra Chief Executive Hannah Wandall speaking on this year's program that will see 15 girls travel to the nation's capital in December in order to build on their leadership skills. That is a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today. Don't forget, if you'd ever like to get in contact or you've got a story, send me an email, ruralnews@macquariemedia.com.au. You can also find us on Twitter at @NatRuralNews. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Have a great afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.